You're listening to App Shit Store. I'm your host, Diane Douglas, and this is episode number 2. Let's get to it with today's topic. Guys.io is a gangbeasts app store clone. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Gangfight is a brilliant panic game in which the player picks up other bandit opponents and knocks them down. The Fall Guys bean-shaped characters are truly unique, but there are games that also use equally silly player designs as charms. Before Fall Guys was officially released on August 4th, Fall Gang generated more than 1,000 installs per day, but at that time it had no in-app purchases and made money only through in-game advertising. This is a fighting game where up to 4 figurine players fight each other in a physics-based combat system. In the 3 days before Fall Gang was removed from the App Store, the game earned $3,500 in revenue from gamers. Although the game is free, it supports in-app purchases, where players can purchase additional Pokeballs and other in-game items. Unlike other Battle Royale games, Super Animal Royale also has some traditions. Players who spend time chatting with NPCs on the map may learn a little. This local and online cooperative game can be played by up to 8 players of 48 different levels. It uses GPS-enabled mobile devices to locate, capture, train, and fight virtual creatures called Pokemon, which look like players in the real world. Compared with many other popular multiplayer games, Fall Guys should not be taken lightly, because it is mainly fun. Fans of Fall Guys may like another less popular battle royale game, the Soviet jumping game developed by Fantastic Passion and published by Game Grumps. It is an independent platform game that doubles as a battle royale game. In addition to playing stupid animals, this game also combines cute aesthetics with the challenging platform that Fall Guys value for its gameplay. Up to 8 players can play at the same time, but the game can also be played with robots. A 2D game with 4 players, each player has added details on the platform level. In September 2016, Niantic introduced the Pokemon Buddy feature, which allows players to select a Pokemon to display next to them on the profile screen and receive in-game rewards and bonuses based on the selected Pokemon. Particle Clicker is a fun incremental game that teaches players the history of high-energy particle physics. In the first 2 days after going online, players cannot log into the game through the Pokemon Training Club account. Only a Gmail account can enter the game. During the same update, Niantic made it impossible for players with rooted or jailbroken devices to access the game to reduce and prevent cheating. Stendhal is a fun, free and friendly 2D multiplayer online adventure game in the spirit of the old school. In February 2017, Pokemon Go was named Best App at the Crunchies Award event. Puzzle Game. An implementation of a sliding puzzle game created with Cocos 2D for Android. Wannabe Tempest. A clone of the 80s arcade game Tempest. Super Tux Kart, free open-source 3D kart racing game with mascot. GD Games, Lexus, Tic-Tac-Toe, Puzzle Mania. A collection of 3 board games created with Cocos 2D for Android. It's a shame that he has lost 5 games with a hamstring injury, so his stats don't quite match the impact he has on this football team, but 5 strong games before the end of the regular season could change overnight. This was Guys.io as a Gangbeasts App Store clone, by App Shit Store, and this was episode number 2. My name is Diane Douglas, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.